101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So my son graduated college, and he is now completely off the dole. Like,
serious?
Oh, yeah.
He's off your payroll already?
The day after. Done.
He's so jealous of you right now.
Well, and he's got his first job starting in... like, I think yesterday, actually, because he moved to Vegas. Did I tell you this?
Yeah, what?
Is this like the best first job for a 22-year-old
man?
What's
he doing?
He's doing analytics for one of the big, I probably shouldn't say it is. No, for one of the hotels.
Yeah.
So think about it. You know, it's what gets you there, what keeps you there. What do you do when you get there? And we have to analyze it. And he's doing it for VIPs. The whole college graduation was all about your information science majors, and information can solve the inequities of the world. Think about it. Access to education and healthcare, all can be solved through access to information. And I sat there thinking, I guess he's redistributing wealth. I mean, because he's going to be using
VIPs.
Information for good. And we're going to separate you from your money. But, I mean, he did like a budget, you know, because I will give credit to my husband, because I've never done a budget in my life. He made them always do Excel spreadsheets of their expense reports. Like, you know, if they wanted reimbursement from us, they had to prove what everything was. So I think it really trained them. It's such a little thing, but keep track of your expenses. You want me to pay you back. I need to know what it is.
I said my daughter signed a contract.
Yes, but if you think about it, and I'm a lawyer, contracts are very amorphous, like they're up in the air. Mm-hmm. And a spreadsheet has numbers, and you have to keep track of it. And so my kids always kept the receipts. And so he set us the buckets. There's the, you know, the living bucket, the fun bucket, and the put away bucket. And the fun bucket was actually smaller than I would have expected for a 22-year-old. So
that's pretty good. That's amazing.
Well, we'll see. I mean, the beauty of it is there's no income tax in Nevada.
Right.
So
I remember returning cans for my fun bucket.
When you were like
college.
Just starting out, college.
Mm-hmm, just starting out. I would return cans.
I just, you know, I mean, I think part of it is that I didn't have a first job out of college. I went to law school. I went right to, because I couldn't figure out, like, who would hire me to do what? So I thought, if I just stay in school a little longer, eventually somebody would.
I'm 101.3. You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.